I am sore, wounded, but not slain. I will lay me down and bleed a while, and then rise up to fight again. The pain of the defeat is still very raw. We'll return with this pre-season and prepare better than ever, and no doubt be a serious premiership contender for season 2019.
You know, we've got some really exciting youth coming through. We've got mountains of growth within the team currently, and we'll learn from it and come back better.
Sounds very much like we're in membership campaign mode, and why wouldn't we be on the 4th of February with the AFL season around the corner? If you're a Richmond supporter, you'd be jumping on board again. Premiers, of course, in 2017, and the defence of the title. I was fascinated with this. I read an article where it said the quality of a title is often defined by the defence of it, and it was going beautifully for the Richmond Footy Club. They were outstanding throughout the course of the season and the finals, and then ran into a Collingwood side that were rampant, and all of a sudden it was over. So Trent Cotchin, very much looking forward to talking to the skipper of the Tigers, who's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going very nicely, mate. Good to talk to you. It's... I'm really interested in, well, I'm interested in everyone, but I reckon the Richmond story is going to be fascinating because right up until that preliminary final, things were absolutely cherry ripe for a defence of the title, and it was going to be exciting to watch. And I think what we saw on that night was a little surprising for everyone, but that's footy, and I'm just wondering whether it's made you all a touch hungrier and even a little bit angrier.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you're a competitive beast and you get so close and you know that a lot needs to go right to win a premiership, but also you need to have a lot of luck go your way as well. And unfortunately for us, we didn't quite perform to the level. And as you said, we ran into a pretty rampant Collingwood side that were playing very good footy, but also riding a wave of emotion going into the finals campaign last season. So I think it's an exciting year for all footy clubs, for AFL in general. It's going to be as even as it's ever been, I think, across the board. And everyone's looking for those small gains that hopefully give them an opportunity to put their best foot forward for the majority of the season.
Yeah, it'd be great to watch. Your own perspective as a footballer, but there's been a journey we've all loved watching, and your leadership and all those things. It's been well documented, and I think imitation's the greatest form of flattery. I think it's been taken on by a lot of individual leaders around the town. But did that perspective help you deal with that preliminary final loss, and may you have stewed on it a bit longer without it?
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the great quotes that I was told is that nothing's ever as good as it seems, nor as bad, it just is. And I think if we can have that perspective through the majority of our life, whether that be football, on field, off field, or life in general, typically you'll be able to pick yourself back up and find a way forward, look for the solutions rather than struggling with the problems. And that's been one of my greatest lessons over the last few seasons, and I'm just really thankful and grateful that I'm a part of a team that's very positive and look for the good things that are happening to them, and will rise again as we always try to.
Hey Koch, you talked about the evenness of this competition, and you know, and it will be another even year, the AFL competition, and how everybody's trying to get better. Specifically, what are Richmond doing to try and get better as a team?
Yeah, it's always an interesting conversation to have at this time of year. But, you know, from individual point of view, you know, you look at the likes of Jaden Short's year last year, and he's continued his growth throughout this pre-season, Nick Flosson. But then our youth that are coming in and driving, you know, they've all got so much talent, and they're such athletic beasts these days that just pushes even our senior players to new levels, which is really exciting. But I think it's just refining the things that we know that we do really well, but also making sure that they remain strengths for us. And then areas that weren't great strengths of ours last year, just trying to improve and pick up small gains there as well. And hopefully that holds us in good stead. But until you start playing proper matches against opposition that have obviously either changed their model over the pre-season or again, refining theirs as well. You don't know exactly where you stand, but we're really looking forward to that.
How much does your model change now that you've recruited Tommy Lynch? Because obviously through necessity, you went with really just Jack Revolt as the number one sort of marking player and pretty much five smaller players in the forward line. You've got Tom Lynch there. Obviously, he's going to play in the forward line. Jack Revolt's going to play there. Fundamentally, do you think it's going to change the way that Richmond play much?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think it'll be one of those things that adapts over time. But no doubt by having a taller target along with Jack down the line and so forth, it's going to give us a get-out option more often. But he's also such a fantastic aerobic athlete. He can get up the ground. He's a very good presenting forward with the hit-up and so forth. So I think it'll give us just a little bit of a different dynamic to what we're used to. But I don't think our actual structure and the way we plan to play the game will change all that much. It just might give us a strength area in an area that we probably haven't had as much of in the past.
Does it give you any concern at all? I mean, it is one of the, it will be one of the questions, one of the intriguing questions that we'll look to have answered quickly, because it has worked so spectacularly for you to have Jack there as the P and the rest around with a bit of Dusty and a bit of Josh Caddy. I mean, is there any sort of half a linger? I remember where we asked Alex Rance on the couch and he sort of said, oh, yeah, no, I'm not sure whether that would work or not. And then he subsequently backed away from it all. But, I mean, is there a little tinge in the back of your mind that you're thinking, well, we'll have to wait and see?
No, not really. I think we're such an adaptable group, and we have been, and we've shown over time that we're flexible and people play roles. And I think that's the key. It comes back to us not expecting Lynchy to kick 50 or 60 goals, although that would be nice for the year, but just to perform his role, and whether that's bringing the ball to ground to bring those smaller players into the game. Or the other thing was, you speak of Rancey, he's mentioned that he's a five-time All-Australian defender now, and he's looking to try and diversify, and he's going to tell Lynchy to play back and he'll play forward and try and win an All-Australian down there as well. I think it's a pretty easy gig.
Okay, you mentioned that. Have those two, I know, is Tom Lynch, just a quick question first, is Tom Lynch joined in full training yet?
He's done a few drills, but none of the high competitive work. So those two haven't clashed. But
okay,
I know. Thinking back to the times that they've played when he was at Gold Coast and so forth, it's been some epic duels, and I am looking forward to them being one on one on a few occasions and seeing who comes out with the chucky.
Who do you think is going to win that battle between the two? They go one on one at training.
From my understanding, they're both. Well, I know that Rancey's a competitive bastard, but I reckon, if you're on the lead and he has an advantage, Lynchy's going to be hard to stop with his long jukes. But if it goes to ground, it's going to be a real arm wrestle. And Rancey doesn't like being beaten, so I reckon we'll give him a chop out. I think the thing that makes Rancey such a fantastic player, though, is the support that he has around him with Grimesy, Asprey, and Tigger.
How's Grimesy's nose going? Because it was spread across his face there at one stage. Has it been straightened up yet or not?
Well, I actually think that it improved from the break, and then he had an opportunity to get it fixed. So I reckon it's a win-win for him, although he's got to wear that horrific guard while he trains.
Well, he normally whacks his big snoz in a glass of red wine. He's going to have to start serving wine in a bowl, isn't he, to get the nose in there now?
He started drinking it through a straw. He reckons it's better for his teeth stain as well. So watch out. It might be a new way to drink the wine.
Yeah, as long as it gets into his gullet. With Trent Cotchin, the captain of the Richmond Footy Club. What about a couple of youngs? Well, not so young. Mav Weller, he was an interesting sort of third chance given to him by the Tigers when it looked to all intents and purposes like he might have been done. They say he's going nicely.
Yeah, really well. Obviously, again, a competitive beast. Leaves no stone unturned on the park. And I think he's just really enjoying our environment. He feels like it's a clean skate for him coming in, fresh face, fresh ideas. And I think he's just enjoying it. He feels like it's a new home and there's plenty to learn. So he's just thriving on soaking it all up at this stage. And I think, like any one of our players, that everyone thinks they're a realistic chance of having an impact on our team, and I think that's very true.
Hey, Trent, we're talking to Trent Cotchin. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock this morning. Are you available for selection for the AFLX?
Oh, I'm not. I've had a little bit of a managed pre-season, so I opted just to continue with my consistent of training at the footy club, but I know there is quite a few Tigers that have put their hand up, obviously Jack being one of the captains, and there's a bit of excitement about, so we'll have to see how the team selection goes over the next couple of weeks.
Did you have to front Jack and explain your absence?
I don't reckon he would have picked me anyway.
Hey, mate, it's a big summer ahead for you. You've got a new one on the way as well. Is that true? Did I read that somewhere or did I make that up?
Yeah, that's true. Third one due in the middle of the year. So looking forward to that. It's another spanner in the works. But I'm lucky I've got an amazing wife that does the majority at home, and just part of the family journey that we're really looking forward to.
No, it'll be great. Does that mean that you live in babysitter Dustin Martin moves back in for that period of time as well, just to make things go well?
It's not a bad idea. He does spend a little bit of time at home, but yeah, very hands-on. So we'll see how that pans out.
Hey, good luck with it, mate. We appreciate it. The Richmond membership, the hunt continues. Membership.richmondfc.com.au is the place to go. 100,000 strong, the Richmond Army, and I wouldn't imagine that would be getting any smaller. Good luck, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.